I am 9, the 29th of April 1962 to the 28th of April 1963. Over. I Like to Hang Upside Down by Steve Hand. It is still cold. A winter so hard and long in England? Well, I'm not ready to find out. Some of the football down there is good. But Scottish football is a religion and makes more sense to me than Presbyterianism. I'm playing on the school team again, left back. I can do more there than the other positions. I spent one season up front and it didn't go well. Too many glory hunters. Anyway, I know I'm doing a great job now. This season started well, and I like all the boys on the team, apart from Alistair. He always has snot dribbling down his top lip. Newton Stewart is not without its own glimmer of footballing greatness. My mum and Mrs. Gibson were always close. Ian had just signed for Middlesbrough, but came home occasionally. I'd always looked up to him, as long as I could remember. Not that football is everything to me, and I'm astute enough to know that I won't be following in his footsteps. But he always had good advice and perspective, and I was excited about his coming back. He gave me a signed football, a key ring, and a magnet. There were three things that inspired me about him. That his Scottish pride was never present. That his keepy-uppy record was 10 times mine by the age of 9. Finally, that he was able to name the full squad of Queen of the South football team since its inception in 1919. Talk about dedication. I set myself the target of memorising the managers for the period of my lifetime. My current lifetime, but then ensure I can name them from this point forward. Maybe it will come up in a quiz. I hang out with some of the boys on the school team on the weekends and with Banner. He's my best friend, but he's no footballer. But we don't always play football. There are other things to do in the shadow of the Galloway Hills. I feel at home here, but that doesn't mean I want to climb them. There are some old trees we like to climb, though. I prefer that type of climbing. I found a particularly satisfying route up one of them. It's a jump and a grab, not too difficult, but you just need to keep the momentum and make sure the sun doesn't shine through the pierce of your eyes. Not that that's a regular problem in the bleakness that's persisting. As I keep climbing, I like to hang upside down, like a trapeze artist. I wonder if that makes the blood go to the brain. Maybe it will enhance my thought processes, make them clearer. Trapeze artist? I think trapeze would make a great band name. I would definitely be a fan, based on the name alone. The Tornadoes are a good-sounding band name, though. I prefer them to the Shadows. Totally awful. Frank Ifield just peaked at number one. He's built a following based on a curious kind of yodeling. I don't dislike his track, though. I definitely think there's something missing in the new sounds. My parents' music tastes are so awful. Why would anyone prefer Cliff Richard to Elvis? It's interesting that they can coexist in their chart-topping bids. Maybe one is no better than the other. Elvis Presley? It is interesting that one can become so prolific. It makes me think about my future. Is that something that I would want for myself? Footballer or rock and roll star? Would such a choice even be available to me? As career choices, they both seem admirable. Probably two great choices, actually. Who wouldn't want to be a footballer or a rock and roll star? But I know my footballing ability doesn't rival Ian Gibson. So rock and roll star it has to be then, by elimination. Are things really so binary? And what about execution? I do have some natural musical ability from my mum, time spent on the piano, and from my dad, of course, the deep, overwhelming and austereness of my father from the church, the depth of the organ, not my thing, but being brought up on this stuff does provide options. But there are many forms of art. Perhaps it's too early to choose. I started drawing a lot more towards the end of summer. I like the darkness of the hills and the trees. How this blends, where one starts and the other ends. It's difficult to tell the difference. But the way the shadows pull down in the dusk, the mornings also offer delights, but the period after the golden hour has it for me. The final shards of light and the reflection of the Penkiln burn. I heard that later this year there's a television program coming out called Doctor Who. I'm inexplicably drawn to it and can't stop thinking about the possibilities. Time travel. The mode of travel. What would I even choose to do? Where to go? Do the endless possibilities create their own issues? Would I choose to live my life differently now or in the future? Are there events that will be rash, ill-conceived? And could I unpick them? Could the knowledge of the TARDIS help perpetuate such events? There's so much to consider. I will keep hanging upside down to help brain enrichment, if indeed this is such a thing. It's nearly my birthday again. Double digits. The big 10. There's not so much fuss about it, but it does seem to be thought of by others as a landmark. I wonder what, if anything, actually changes. Perhaps it is what prompted my reflective thoughts through this year about what the future holds and what my pathway might be. 70 years and 10, with 10 clocking up on the board, it's probably natural to start considering these things. To be honest, if I get jelly and ice cream, I'll be happy. Foil-covered potatoes with pineapple chunks on cocktail sticks, perhaps.
Under, Swimming All Night, by Nick Shimin. Uncomfortable, waking in the morning, still dark, and feeling like I'd been swimming all night because of the cold and the damp, and telling myself I'd been fishing, but only had a few snails in my bucket because that was all I collected, but I wanted to catch a lot more, even though the lad said the water was disgusting because fish shat and pitched in it, which wasn't why the water scared me. It was because it was so cold, and I couldn't see any shite or pitch. And anyway, the fish wouldn't do that on purpose. They had no choice. And that poem about the salmon said how beautiful they were. And the poem was right, like all the poems were right. And it was one of the few dreams I could remember, the one about the salmon speaking to me, telling me to do whatever I wanted to do and not care about what anyone else said. And my pa asked me all the time if I I'd slept well and if I'd had any dreams. And I said I think I had dreams but could never remember them. And I never told him about the salmon. And he said I should write them down when I woke up. I wondered why he was so interested. But I never got around to it. There was too much to do when I woke up, especially when the radio was on. I listened to the radio whenever they let me. And that man on the radio had said the Pope excommunicated someone called Fidel Castro. And I thought that sounded like he'd been castrated. And Sammy's dad had told him Fidel Castro was a bad man. And so it is that what happens to bad men that the Pope cuts their balls off, which seemed pretty harsh, though they said at school that popes had always done stuff like that. But I couldn't get the idea out of my head, and it was getting worse since I'd started to really like my balls and didn't want to lose them, even if it was the Pope who said I should. But I didn't think the Pope would be interested in my balls, at least not at my age. I figured I still had to show them to a girl one day. So I'd best look after them, because that's why girls liked you, even though it's a pretty strange reason. But girls are strange, and so I hoped that might be some years off, despite Max bragging at school, which really did make me want to be grown up. But what can you do to be more grown up? Maybe change my name, because William or Bill sounds more grown up than Billy, and that might help. But Billy was friendlier, and I wanted people to like me. Even if that seemed really hard, I know you can give people stuff like when I took some of my mam's cakes to school and gave them away, and everyone was my friend that day, and I tried to think of other things I could give to people so they'd like me, but my mam whacked me till I ran off and hid under the house and sank deep into the ground and stayed there thinking that President Kennedy just said the Americans are going to put a man on the moon. So maybe I can go there to get away from my mam, till I thought that's probably not the way to be grown up. And there was surely someone or something else that could help me grow up faster. Maybe it was fighting. Maybe if I beat up Jackie Douglas, people would like me and think I was grown up at the same time. But what else did grown-ups do which made them seem grown up? Because I wasn't sure I could beat up Jackie, though there's quite a few lads I'd like to beat up and make them scared of me. And I tried copying that old picture my pa hung above the piano, which said Jacob wrestling the angel, where they were fighting in what looked like the forest past a crossroads. And my pa hung it there and moved the piano there to cover up these black trees I'd painted on the wall. And he gave me a right leathering for that. So maybe fighting isn't for me. So I think I might have to poison them or something else where they didn't know it was me and where I know I'd get it right, and a pile of boy corpses in the classroom would be great if it was the right boys and just the good ones were left, and maybe putting them in a heap and setting fire to them like they used to do in the old days. Then the world would be better, and that's a pretty grown-up thing. But there must be a better way. One thing they all seemed to do was go to the pub a lot to sing, and my mam and pa were two of the best singers, and I always wanted the others to shut up and just let my mam and pa sing, because they were loads better. But I suppose everyone had to have a turn, although they all seemed to drink beer too, and I wasn't sure if you needed beer for the singing. So would they give me some beer because I didn't mind singing, especially when something good was on the radio? My dad didn't say it was all rubbish, because when he sang, it was always out of the hymnary. But I preferred the radio songs. So I'll see what my mam thinks about that. But she may not want to talk about it, like she wouldn't talk about when Marilyn Monroe died, even though I kept asking why, because I was sad that there wouldn't be any more pictures of her.